From JMI Wealth, Andrew Kelleher, a very good morning to you.
Yep, morning, Mike.
How about those dairy numbers?
Well, good, eh? Good news for the dairy sector. So we had that. We had the recent announcement that the forecast farm gate milk price had been bumped up. So I'm happy about that. You had good sort of demand out there, and the production dynamics working in their favour as well. And yeah, global dairy trade results this morning have confirmed that positive commodity price trend. So overnight we saw a 3.7% gain in the global dairy trade index. And actually, Mike, it's been pretty uneventful recently in terms of outcomes, and we have to go back to the 6th of August when the global dairy trade index fell 2.6% to see any sort of major kind of movement. Since then, it's sort of bounced around the same level, a bit of a bump up and about a 2% bump in mid-September. So the 3.7% gain is actually the biggest move we've seen in the index since a sort of similar size fall in June. It's all about skim milk powder, whole milk powder, skim milk powder up 6.7%. So you got your average price on that, Mike, $2,924. Now, I just had a quick look back at the history. That's almost the highest price we've seen in skim milk powder for 5 years. And since mid-June, it's up 24%. So it's been very strong. The important whole milk powder, not as frothy as skim milk powder, up 3.6%, but has also steadily climbed higher since the middle of the year. Bearing in mind also that we've seen a fall in the currency, Mike, so that's from the exporter's point of view, that's sort of good news as well. So that sort of increases the tailwind because currency was up over sort of around the 69 cents 12 months ago. Now we're back in the sort of 63, 64, so all good.
Sounds good. Talk to me about streaming, because here's what I've misread about this market. I always thought streaming was about brand new, fresh content. But increasingly, I'm looking at what they're paying for things like Friends, and I'm thinking, gee, there's big money in reruns.
Look, it's totally nuts. I mean, obviously streaming being a big topic for us with Rugby World Cup just finished, but over the last couple of weeks, we're starting to see the future landscape of streaming sort of globally really starting to sort of heat up as well. And most notably, as you're right, these reports coming out of the capital that's being invested in content and the new services coming online. So the context, of course, you had Netflix. They previously run the line that competition is good because it's hastening the demise of the traditional platform. So it makes the streaming world a sort of bigger pie. So you get more competition. As long as the pie is bigger, that's okay. So they talk about the transition from linear to an on-demand entertainment. And they also said, actually, Fortnite was more of a competitor. Then their third quarter earnings came out. They admitted that some of these new services coming online will hurt in the short term. So you've got Disney Plus, Apple Plus, AT&T, you've got HBO Max, Comcast is Peacock. In the last couple of days, HBO Max apparently has written a check of almost $500 million for all the 23 episodes of South Park. So if you want to binge watch South Park, June 20.
But this is what I can't understand, Andrew. You already can. They're just buying it from somebody else and putting it on their platform. It's not like they're inventing anything new.
I don't get it, but similar numbers been paid for The Office, I think Comcast, AT&T, Friends, Netflix paid up for Seinfeld. Look, they reckon the Big Bang Theory, if you add syndication extension and the streaming together, that was reported to be in the billions. Now, I can't substantiate that, but these are all coming on stream now. I think HBO Max, they say that's going to be $14.99 a month, I think. That's early next year. Apple TV Plus launched last weekend. Disney Plus, November 12th. Netflix spending a massive amount of money. They've got new content coming out between now and Christmas. I can't keep up, Mike.
No.
Look, all I really want is just to have all the entertainment in one remote. I mean,
that's the magic. One box, one remote. Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. Yeah. But we're old farts that have, you know, we're on the train to the retirement home, mate. Now, what are the numbers for the day?
27,487 on the Dow, so up 25. The S&P 500 down 2, so it's barely moved, 3076. And NASDAQ up 10 points, also very little change there, 8443. The FTSE 100 gained 23, 7392. The Nikkei had a good day, up 1.76%. That's 401 points, 23251. Shanghai Composite up 16, 2991. The ASX 200 gained 10 yesterday, closing at 6697, and the NZX 50 was up 40 points, that's 0.37%, closing at 10,841. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar a bit weaker this morning, Mike, actually, 0.6376 against the US on the wholesale markets. 0.9253 against the Aussie. That's the lowest we've seen it for a while. 0.5759 against the Euro. 0.4954 pounds. 69.58 yen. Gold also a little bit lower. $1,482.76. Brent crude sort of sitting steady, a little bit higher. $62.83 US dollars a barrel.
Have a great day, mate. All right, appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher at jmiwealth.co.nz.